Tzaddik Vav, Siv Beis. Shochel Laliach, Tzitzis, Utfilin, Yochel Lahafsik, Ben Aprokim Lalichem, Yivolch Aleihem. Because of that, or for whatever other reason, did not put his Tfilin and Tzitzan before he started the Bechas Kriyishma, then he could stop between one bracha and the next, one parsha and the next, and put them on. Rambo says, "V'yei shayu shalei vochalem ad achar tefila v'alkinok v'yim talis." Talis is not a requirement. Tefillin is a requirement to have the mind by Kriya Shema and by Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, we paskin that if you got a talis after you start Bechas Kriya Shema, you put it on, then you make the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. Because the other you can make the bracha as long as you're still wearing it. Whereas, in respect to the tefillin, which is something which is necessary for the tefillah, since it's the tzarcha tefillah, then you are allowed to make the bracha on it also, even in the middle of the Devas Kriyashma, and you should wait to put it down between one parak and the next. Shabru brings a very big chiddush. He says, if a person is embarrassed to be without his talis, then he can make the bracha on the talis in a prokim, between one bracha and the next. Now, it's a tremendous chiddush. Why? Because the hetzer to make a bracha is if you're required to put it on. You're not required to put it on. You very much want to put it on. After the kachas, Rav Wozner said that this, the Mishnah Berurah rose is the quote of one of the achrayim. But Aloha, he felt that the Mishnah Berurah himself held that you just put on the talis under all circumstances without the bracha and make the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. Chaim Kanievsky then learned that since it's a hetzer of kovod habrius, feels very uncomfortable to be without a talis, that also permits him to make the bracha. Sif Gimel, the kaddish, the kedusha, the vochu, mafsik afil lemsach posuk, the chayim moedin, and lo yom el tevis moedin bilvad. For kaddish, what does kaddish mean? Not the first amen of kaddish, but the amen together with the heishmei rabba, and the amen of yizbarach, and it was at the end of the first part of kaddish. Those are the Iker Amenim. All the other Amenim, the first Amen and the Amenims afterwards in Heshlam Arava, are not included. But those two Amenims, one can answer even though he's in the middle of one of the Prokim, even one of the Psukim, of Krishma, the Bilas Krishma. Kamuvan, if you see there that's the Tal Kaddish, and you could position yourself to be between one Prokim and the next, and one Perk of Krishma and the next, that's better. That which you're permitted to answer Amen of Kaddish, and Kedusha is when you're middle of the bracha. But if you already said at the end of the bracha, let's say, Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzeh HaMa'oris. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you cannot be masik for anything. Because that's a short bracha. And you put something in the middle, you are makalka the whole state of the nusach of the bracha. Like we said, by Moedim, you are allowed to be masik to say the word Moedim. The Shulchan Aruch is only the word Moedim, which doesn't really have any meaning. The Shabbos says it means Moedim anach luloch. Those three words. That's the Iker Hoito. You could say even in the middle of one of the brachas of Krishna. Rambo says, V'chein v'bochul v'yoyma yizbor v'yishitavach. You should just say, Baruch Hashem v'mavoyuch. Yeshoyimim t'omen shoyimim achar b'yosar kela kodesh, v'achol shmei tfil yishuzim kedusha, yochlan asoysam, v'kriyash shema v'chein Iker. Those that say, the omen after kela kodesh, which is the end of the first three brachas, and the shmei tfil, which is the end of the middle brachas, they have a bigger chashivas, and therefore you can answer them even in the time of the Birkas Krishma or Krishma, the Chen Iker, that's what the Rambam paskens. Now, the third point of this should come out that the Amen of Sim Shalom should be the same thing, that's the end of the last three prophets. Even so, the Mishnah brings, no, many Achrim say not to answer that one. So, the question is, Manishtana, why is that one less than the other ones? But Rambam brings the reason. Why, when I'm asked if it's Sim Sholem, is because we learned before that in the Iker Din, if there's an end of a whole series of brachas, then I can say Omen after my own bracha. Like we say, by Uvnei Yerushalayim Kosh Mevi Meinu, by Rachma Yerushalayim Omen, because that's the end of the first three brachas. So according to that, any person when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, when he says Sim Sholem, he could say Omen on his own bracha. So since you could say Omen on your own bracha, you shouldn't be masik for somebody else's bracha. It's not so important to be masik on somebody else, because you can say the Omen on your own bracha. That's the logic behind the chayyut should come out according to that. That amen is not to say amen on any of our own brachas, other than uvnei Yerushalayim. Then you should be able to be mafsik. The discussion halacha l'maisa, the two ones that we are mafsik for in the middle of the bracha Krishna is the amen of akel kodesh and shemei tefila. Siv Dalit. Kohen show your Kohen Kriyashma, the Kohen Kriyash the Torah. A Kohen who was a Nil of Kriyashma and got an Aliyah. Kriyash me, Shoyme, Shemapsik. One opinion holds he should be Mapsik, the Kohen of Torah. Yesh me, Shoyme, Shem Mapsik, Valoch and Gedvaros. Second thing it says, that you should not be Mapsik, and the Shulchan Aruch passing against Aloha. And Shabru brings that the place can say today the minig is like the first opinion. He got an Aliyah in the middle of Kriyashma, if they cover that Torah, he is allowed to go up with Aliyah. He's definitely by the Kohen. Shabru says even by Yisrael, also there's a minig. Once he was called up, he goes up. Unless he's Mavshin in the middle of the first part of the Kriyashma, Boshin, Kod, Mavshin, Kod, Lodom, Vohed, that the Igu Kabos, Mavshin, Shema, he can't be Mavshin. Come on, if he could, on the way to finish the Perek of Kriyashma, he should do that on the way up. And he should not read together with the Balkarian, because he shouldn't be making up saying at that point of time. He should not say Misha Beira, so we'll stop it.